Hello, this is Wayne O'Connor from WayneO'Connor.com, and this is my First Nations dream song. I dreamed it on the morning of October 19th, 2023, about 9 a.m. Shirley, a lady who works for me, she's worked for me about 6 years now. Anyway, in the dream, Shirley and I were walking through a mall, and several Native American men and women wearing colorful First Nations regalia were standing and sitting behind a table with a microphone. Except for the microphone and a small stack of full-color trifold brochures, the brown folding table was empty. Shirley, as bold as she often is in real life, in a manner that contradicts her normally shy and cautious demeanor, walked up to one of the ladies and asked her what they were promoting. The lady said they wanted songs that would implore Creator to bring their tribes back together again, as Trickster was returning, just as in the days long before the times of the great-great-grandfather's fathers. Shirley exclaimed, "Wayne will sing a song for you." I prayed silently that Jesus would give me the right words, and with some trepidation, I opened my mouth. When I sang my song, they didn't seem that impressed, but maybe they were just being stoic. When I heard the phrase, "Medicine Son," in the song, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was a reference to Jesus Christ. During the dream, while singing just after the first occurrence of the lyrical phrase, "Medicine Son," I thought of the verses where Paul advocated adapting to customs in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 20 through 23, and remembered reading the famous St. Ambrose quote, "When in Rome, do as the Romans do." The dream scene faded, and I saw words written on tanned animal skins. At first, I saw a strong, beautiful hand. Not sure whether it was a masculine hand or a feminine hand. It was writing in fine English print, not cursive. The hand was writing with a feathered quill. The plume was dark gray, but tipped with white, and the quill was black. Faintly, I detected a scent of blackberries, tallow, juniper, and ash. The hand and the ink disappeared, and so too did the scent of blackberries, tallow, juniper, and ash. I watched as the skins were shuffled through several times in order, and then I awoke. Some of the words and phrases were muddled black smudges, but what words and phrases were clear were beautiful, like the work of a calligrapher. This song was one of those songs where I had to pray through the writing of the song, and so certain phrases and the gist of the song are written below, but not the exact song that I sang in the dream. The following phrase, if not exact, is almost verbatim. I remember singing it and seeing it more than once written on the animal skins. "We've all become scattered and forgotten your ways. Creator, Creator, bring us together, all tribes together, together as one." And now that you've heard the backstory, I hope you listen to my newest song, First Nations Dream Song.